All right, the correct read hall time is 12:30, so we're going to call the Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations Subcommittee to order. Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll.
Chair Williamson.
Here.
Vice Chair Romo.
Here.
Representatives Arrington.
Here.
Bell.
Here.
Casella.
Here.
Cheney.
Here.
Daly.
Here.
Drake. Ranking Member Hart.
Here.
Representatives Lamarcus.
Here.
McFarland.
Here.
Mooney.
Here.
Persons Maluka.
Here.
Placencia. Silvers.
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr.
All right, members, a quorum is present. If you have a cell phone or some device that makes noise, please turn it off or put it on vibrate. We're going to move right into our agenda today. We do have five bills up today, and we have several members that have bills in other committees, and they will be, they've gotten with me earlier, so they'll be moving in the kind of the plan that we had. So if you don't have a bill up in committee, if you please would just stay in and make sure if you have to use the restroom or something, look around and make sure we have a quorum present throughout the whole meeting. That's going to bring us to our first bill, which is Representative Latvala, CS for HB 1329, Transportation Facility Designations. Representative Latvala, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. CS for House Bill 1329 creates an honorary transportation facility designations for three recently fallen law enforcement officers who were killed in the line of duty. Deputy Michael J. Magley, Memorial Road in Pinellas County, Sergeant Brian Levine Road in Hillsborough County, and Officer Jesse Mattson Memorial Highway in Hillsborough County. All three were killed in the line of duty while performing heroic acts. The bill also directs the Department of Transportation to erect suitable markers for each of the above designations. And that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative, for the explanation. Do we have questions for the bill sponsor? Questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions, that moves us to public testimony. None on the desk, that moves us to debate. Members in debate. Seeing no, oh, Representative Lamarcus, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, I was doing some research on a different bill, and so I watched the Senate session over the weekend when I was getting ready for this other bill and watched the comments about these three heroes, and I just I can't thank you enough for bringing this bill forward, and it's certainly something we're all going to support, I hope.
Do we have any other members in debate? Seeing no other members in debate, that you're welcome to close.
A wave close, Mr. Chairman.
Having waived close, Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll on CS for HB 1329.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Romo?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington? Bell?
Yes.
Casella?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Drake? Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives Lamarcus?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Persons Maluka?
Yes.
Placencia? Silvers?
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, show CS for HB 1329 reported favorably. Representative Latvala, next time I would like for you to bring that championship belt in that I saw pictures on social media. All right, that moves us to bill number two. We have Representative Fine here today, HB 1113, Traffic and Pedestrian Safety. Representative Fine, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, members. Thank you, Chairman. I'm pleased today to present HB 1113, which is the Sophia Nelson Pedestrian Safety Act. The bill does three things dealing with mid-block crosswalks. And just so you understand what we're talking about, a mid-block crosswalk is a crosswalk that is not at a traffic intersection. It is in between intersections. This bill would do three things. Number one, it would require DOT to have a traffic study for any new mid-block crosswalks by a Florida engineer that says that they should be put in, but only for all future crosswalks. The second thing that it does is it requires pedestrian-facing signs at mid-block crosswalks, telling pedestrians what their obligations and rights are at a mid-block crosswalk, and it requires those mid-block crosswalks to be coordinated with the actual traffic signals that are in the vicinity. And the third thing, and the primary reason that I am running this bill, is it will eliminate the use of the flashing yellow lights as a designation, the only time in Florida traffic traffic where yellow means stop. We're taught, and we have been for 100 years, that red means stop, yellow does not. But in this one instance, they are supposed to mean stop, which led to the tragic death of Sophia Nelson. Her parents are here, and I will tell her story in my close, but we are intending to get rid of those flashing yellow lights. I believe most, if not all of you, voted for largely this bill in the last session. And Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative, for that explanation. Do we have questions for the bill sponsor? Questions for the bill sponsor? Representative Costello, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Representative Fine. I'm up on this bill. I just quick question. I noticed that they're recently installed by some of the FSU housing, those flashing yellow lights that you talked about, like almost like a strobe light mid-block. Would those be replaced by your proposal?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not knowledgeable about that specific light, but assuming it is one of the type that I am speaking of, the bill prescribes the following. The first is we ask the federal government for the ability to replace the flashing yellow with a flashing red. It is a federal government requirement that they not be red. We ask for a waiver. If they say yes, fine, then they just unscrew the little yellow bulbs, they screw in some red bulbs, and everybody goes about their business. If they say no, then they have to simply remove the lighting panel and the button. There can still be a crosswalk, but it will not create the false sense of security that pedestrians feel when they push that button. They believe cars are being told to stop when they are actually not being told to stop, because yellow doesn't mean stop. But that specific crosswalk, I don't know.
Ranking Member Hart, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Fine, we worked on this last year. Did we ask the federal government for a waiver? Or go ahead.
You want to continue? Sorry, Ranking Member. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The bill did not pass the Senate last year, so it did not become law, so no waiver. That is one of the requirements of the bill, that a waiver be requested. Since the bill did not pass, the DOT didn't ask for a waiver. Hopefully it will pass not only our chamber, but the Senate as well, and then that waiver will be requested.
So there's
Ranking Member Hart for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So there's no other way that we could approach this as to try and get that waiver prior to this going through at our local municipalities or something, because it's desperately needed. So I'm just trying to figure out how we might get in the front of it as opposed to having to wait to get behind it.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would presume that the FDOT could ask for the waiver without us making them do it, but they have chosen not to. They would be the ones who would ask. And I'm not certain about that. They may not be able to ask for it if we don't pass a law. I don't know that. What I can tell you is they have not asked, and part of the reason they have not asked is this bill did not become law last session.
Do we have any other questions for the bill sponsor? Representative Cheney, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Fine. So the last time you presented this, it brought a lot of concerns from my district. Because of the main road we have in our district, and if those yellows were to turn to red, that would be very problematic. And so I did some research to see if I could understand this bill better. And what I found, and this is very administrative, so I'm not sure you and I will have the answers today, but perhaps. In order that there is really no such thing as just unscrewing the yellow bulb and putting in the red bulb, that what actually has to happen is it has to be a full red, yellow, green signal. And then in order for that to happen, there has to be a study, there has to be a minimum pedestrian count for that to happen, and that the majority of these mid-crosswalk locations would not meet that threshold. So the result would be that those crosswalks would be taken out, and that it would, at the good intent of the bill, would actually cause more harm. Is that your understanding of the process?
Recognize.
Respectfully, that's not correct. So this bill asks the federal government to allow us to do something we can't do today. You were describing something if we wanted to do it today without asking the federal government. However, if the federal government says no, people are not required to remove the crosswalks. They are simply required to move the button and the lights. So the situation you're describing is not contemplated or required under this bill.
Representative, do you have a follow-up question, or are you good? Okay. Have any other questions for the bill sponsor? All right, seeing no other questions for the bill sponsor, that moves us to public testimony. We have Mark and Jill Nelson, the parents of Sophia Nelson, here today, and they're waving in support. We have Scott Alpazar, the attorney for Mark and Jill Nelson, waving in support. Thank you for being here today and for making the trip. All right, members, that moves us to debate. Do we have any debate on the bill? Representative Mooney, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Fine. This is a great bill. My district, although US 1 is not a county road, we are sort of a county road because, well, we have one road divides our islands up. We have one in Key Largo that became an absolute disaster. It took literally an act of Congress, in my opinion, even though it was only FDOT. The sheriff had to pull out his six shooter, so to speak, and almost threaten. We had rear-end accident after rear-end accident after rear-end accident. Pedestrians running for their lives because they think the cars are stopping on flashing yellows. It is a nightmare beyond the wildest imagination. This bill only can make it safer for in the big picture for pedestrians. I will tell you, I don't think the state does enough to protect bicyclists or pedestrians when it comes to FDOT. Because where I live, I can tell you that's true in my opinion. But this is a wonderful bill that should be passed, and we've got to do a better job of protecting our pedestrians for sure. So I commend you on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Anybody else in debate? Representative Cheney, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair. I'll raise the same concern, Rep. Fine, that I did last time. Gulf Boulevard, our main road, has got so many of these mid-crosswalk yellow flashing lights that if they, in fact, were to be turned into red lights, that road would turn into a pedestrian mall. That cars would not be able to travel down that road. And although I would certainly support making things safer for our pedestrians, once they installed those, accidents went from 20%, went down from 20 to 80, so it was a significant improvement with these yellow flashing crosswalks. It works in my district for the most part, and making them red, it would not work. So what I would suggest is that maybe this be more on a case-by-case basis instead of a blanket mandate for the state, so that in the areas where it's needed, we protect pedestrians, and in the areas where it might make it worse, if they were red in my yellow flashing areas and a pedestrian pushed the button and it suddenly turned red, you would have cars slamming on their brakes. I think it would just be real. I don't see how this could work in my district. So for that reason, I'm going to have to vote it down, although I believe the intention of the bill is good. But I think it would cause more harm than good in my district.
Thank you, Representative. Ranking Member Hart, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Fine, as you know, I did support this bill last year because I have the same issue in my district. And I myself have tried to cross on the flashing yellow, and people don't realize that they're supposed to stop. They think yellow means slow down. And I was almost run over, and I had to laugh about it. I was like, oh, my God, I need Rep. Fine's bill. And I didn't realize that bill did not pass last year. I don't know why I thought we did pass this bill out of the House last year. So I look forward to us trying to get this bill across the finish line. If you're anywhere where there's schools and there's lots of children, this becomes very, very important that those cars, nobody realizes they need to stop. They think yellow means I need to slow down. And I believe that at the crossing, the light will not go automatically from nothing to red. I believe if I've seen one someplace else, and it does go slowly enough that traffic does have an opportunity to stop. But currently, traffic is really not paying a lot of attention to yellow. So I hope the bill does get passed. We really need to protect our children and all of the pedestrians who are walking or biking trying to cross streets. So thank you for your bill.
Thank you, Ranking Member. Do we have any other debate? All right, seeing no other debate, Representative Fine, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you. I'd just like to make a couple comments, largely because the Nelsons are here. I actually think, Representative Cheney, you've made the argument for why this bill is important. What this bill doesn't do is to require flashing yellow lights be replaced with traffic signals, which is what I think you have been led to believe would happen. The lights, when they are red, only become red upon someone pressing the button in order to cross the street. They should flash no more often than these yellow lights are flashing today. So if pushing it and turning it red causes traffic backups in your district, what it means is that when the lights are being pushed today and they're flashing yellow, people aren't stopping. Because they should have the exact same reaction. Now, there are studies, and you may have been shown, that says, oh, no, these work, and you reference one. I have looked at those studies. The problem with those studies are not valid if they change more than one variable. And the problem with all of these studies is that they did not just put in a flashing yellow light. They did 7 or 8 other things. And so it's who knows what the reason was. That's part of the challenge. So the reason I'm running this bill is on December 22nd, 2019, when all of us were enjoying our holidays, Mark Nelson and his daughter, Sophia, were out coming back from the beach on a 5-lane highway, 5 lanes, not a 2-lane road, and a 5-lane highway that people regularly drive 55, 60, 65, 70 miles an hour on. Now, our government thought a good idea on a 5-lane highway where people drive 65 miles an hour was to put a flashing yellow light on demand. So Sophia went to that intersection to try to go home. She pushed the button. She waited for the cars to stop. And the car in the lane closest to her stopped. She couldn't see the second lane. And out she went across the street. And in front of her father, she got run over. Now just imagine that. Imagine that in your own life. 3 days later on Christmas Day, when most of you were celebrating Christmas, they gave a gift to other families by taking her off life support. Now, ironically, when I presented this bill in the first committee, while I was presenting the bill, another family almost lost a family member just a few miles away at another one of these flashing yellow lights. Someone had to jump out of the way. It made the news where I am. Look, these lights belie 100 years of traffic education. Red means stop. Yellow does not. There are a few bills that we will vote on that are based in more common sense than this one. If we want cars to stop when pedestrians are in the intersection, we should tell them to do that. And with that, I ask for your favorable support.
Having closed on the bill, Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll on HB 1113.
Vice Chair Romo?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington? Bell, Casella?
Yes.
Cheney?
No.
Representative Daly?
Yes.
Drake? Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives LaMarca?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Placencia? Silvers?
Yes.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
10 yeas, 1 nay, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, show HB 1113 reported favorably. Thank you, Representative. And to the family, we appreciate you being here today, and we're very sorry for your loss.
Thank you, members. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, members, that moves us to bill number 3 on the agenda, CS for HB 605, Representative Honchowski. Bicycle and pedestrian safety. Representative, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair Williamson, Vice Chair Rommel, Ranking Member Hart, and committee members for allowing me to present House Bill 605, Bicycle and Pedestrian Safety. This bill improves upon the current law by adding bike lane and separated bike lane definitions, revises and provides requirements for a motor vehicle overtaking a bicycle, electric bicycle, or other non-motorized vehicle, exempts a motor vehicle driver from certain provisions relating to no passing zones when overtaking a bicycle or other non-motorized vehicle, an electric bicycle, or a pedestrian, revises requirements for vehicles turning at intersections and providing turn signaling and distance requirements for motor vehicle driver when overtaking and passing a bicycle, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative, for the explanation on the bill. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Any questions for the bill sponsor? Representative Casella, you are recognized for a question.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative. I like the bill, but my question here is, in Palm Beach County in 2020, we had 11 bicyclists killed. This year, 2021, we're on already 4, we're on a number to surpass that number. What does this bill do for those type of incidents? I don't see it, quite see it, how it helps the bicyclist or the pedestrian, which makes up like 2% of the population as far as commuting. So could you tell me how, in your own words, how your bill would bring those numbers down?
Thank you. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Rep. Casello, thank you very much for the question. There are some definitions in here regarding the bike lanes and the separated bike lanes. It's also including the electric bicycles that isn't currently in there. There is additionally more questions added to the test bank regarding pedestrian and bicycle safety for the driver's license test. And so those are some of the elements of the bill that should help with that, as well as defining that the bicyclist has to be, have to be to the right, and how the cars are supposed to pass them at a safe distance, and even being able to pass them in a no passing zone.
Do we have any other questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no other questions for the bill sponsor, that moves us to public testimony. No public testimony today on this bill. That moves us to debate. Members in debate. Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I waive close, Chair. Thank you.
Having waived close, Ms. Sabrina, please call the vote on CS for HB 605.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Romo?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington? Bell? Casella?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Drake? Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives LaMarca?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Placencia? Silvers?
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, show CS for HB 605 reported favorably.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. All right, that moves us to our fourth bill on the agenda. Representative LaMarca has digital driver's licenses and identification. That's HB 1313. Representative LaMarca, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. HB 1313, digital driver's license, is up for us. So since 2014, the Department of Highway Safety Motor Vehicles has been required to prepare the development of a secure and uniform system for issuing an optional driver proof of driver's license, digital proof of driver's license. To this end, Highway Safety Motor Vehicles is in the process of developing the Florida Smart ID. The bill requires HSMV to establish a secure and uniform system issuing optional digital proofs of driver's license and identification cards. The electronic credentialing system that may not retain internet protocol addresses, geolocation data, or any other information that describes the location, computer system, or computer network from which a customer accesses the system. A digital driver's license comes in the form of a smartphone app protected by biometrics or a personal identification number. Instead of handing over a physical license to a police officer or store clerk, an individual could display the relevant information on his or her smartphone and send it electronically. Law enforcement personnel verifying a smart ID will have access to only the driver's license information that the user consents to share, and no other information or data from the smart device will be displayed or shared. The Florida Smart ID will display a QR or barcode that will show a law enforcement officer driver's license information when scanned by a verifier application. And businesses verifying a smart ID will have access only to age verification information that a user consents to share. No other information or data from the smart device will be displayed or shared. And this bill establishes penalties for a person who manufactures or possesses a false digital identification card. And Mr. Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative, for that explanation of the bill. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Representative Cheney, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Rep. LaMarca. The bill indicates that if you're asked to provide a hard copy of your identification, you have to provide it immediately. What happens if you don't have it with you because you're relying on your electronic license and there's some problem that they can't access the identification, verify it?
Representative LaMarca, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Representative, thanks for the question. And I know we covered this in a previous meeting. I had a little more clarification. You'd still be required, as this is optional, you'd still be required to have your hard copy of a driver's license. I believe it would be treated the same as not having your driver's license on you now if they're unable to read it or scan it. Typically, my understanding is the ticket's issued and you've got time to show a copy of that driver's license. I can get more clarification on the timing, but it's the same as it would be now, as this is optional.
Do we have any other questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no other questions for the bill sponsor, that moves us to public testimony. We have two cards here. One, Kevin Jacobs with the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle. Here for information if anybody had a question, and also waiving in support. We have Chad Hutchinson with the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle. Waiving in support. Do we have any other public testimony to come before us? Seeing none, that moves us to debate. Members in debate. All right, seeing no debate, Representative Lamarcker, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I waive close.
Having waived close, Ms. Sabrina, please call the vote on HB 1313.
Vice Chair Rommel?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington? Bell? Casella?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Drake?
Yes.
Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives Lamarcker?
Yes, ma'am.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Persons Malika? Placencia? Silvers?
Yes.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, show HB 1313 reported favorably. That moves us to our last bill for the day. I'm going to hand the gavel over to my Vice Chairman, Vice Chairman Rommel.
Thank you, Chairman. And you are recognized to present CS HB 1629. And just a friendly reminder that it's 1 minute to one and we only have the room until 3:30.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will condense my opening and try to condense my closing on this bill. This is the Transportation Facility Designations Bill that has multiple designations across the state of Florida, from the Panhandle down to Key West and all places in between. And you can see those listed. I'm not going to go through each of those specifically because I only have about 2.5 more hours. So that is the bill.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions? Any questions? Seeing no questions, there's no public testimony. Members were in debate. Any debate? Seeing no debate. Chairman, you're recognized to close on your bill.
In the matter of time, I will waive close, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Sabrina, please call the roll on CS for HB 1629.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rommel?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington? Bell? Casella?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Drake?
Yes.
Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives Lamarcker?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Persons Malika? Placencia? Silvers?
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Sabrina. And by your vote, we will show this bill passed favorably. And I will waive the 2 hours and 29 minutes that I can hold the gavel and pass it back to the chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Members, this concludes the committee agenda today. If there's no further business to come before our committee, seeing none, Representative Drake moves we rise, and you are adjourned.